It's time for Fibber McGee and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber McGee and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. Before our story, this word from Fibber and Molly.
Hey, Molly, what's a 15-letter word meaning friend?
15-letter word? Mm-hmm. Heavenly days, McGee. What do you think I am, a 24-volume encyclopedia?
Okay, if you can't answer it, kiddo, I'll figure it out for myself.
Hey, just a minute, McGee. Could it be two words like prudential agent? He's certainly a good friend of ours.
Let me see. Prudential. Say, you got something there. Of course it's prudential agent. Isn't he just about the friendliest guy we know?
He sure is.
You know, he's one man who's happiest when he's busy helping other people plan a more secure future for their family. When he's showing you how to get the most for your life insurance dollar. Yes, and how you can make all those wonderful retirement dreams come true. Of course, he's also Johnny on the spot if any real trouble comes your way. Among the first to bring you the kind of help you need when you need it most.
Take our advice, friends, and get in touch with your prudential agent tomorrow. Come what may, you'll find him one of the best friends your family ever had.
When Mr. McGee was downtown this morning, an old friend phoned him but didn't leave his name. Naturally, Mr. McGee is curious.
But gee whiz, Molly, didn't you ask him who was calling?
Yes, McGee, I told you. He said he'd rather not say. He wanted to surprise you. Said he was in town between trains and he'd call back.
Hey, wait a minute. Fred Nittany. That's who it is. I'll bet you that's who it was, Fred Nittany. You know old Fred Nittany, the guy that I and him had a Subautoville act together from Starved Rock, Illinois together. You remember old Fred.
No, it was not Fred Nittany. I know Fred Nittany.
Yeah, but maybe...
And not once did this man say, I love my wife, but oh, you kid. Or get some more rubber bands, sis. I'm snapping them tonight.
Well, maybe he just didn't think
of it. And besides that, when I picked up the phone, I heard the porter say... I checked your bags. Will that be all, sir? And he said, yes, son. Here's a dollar.
Oh. Well, no, I guess it wasn't old Fred.
I'll get it. Coming!
I wish he'd hurry up and call back, whoever it is. This suspense is...
Well, Dr. Gamble.
Had a gruff voice, did you say, Molly?
How are you, my dear?
Yes, dearie, very gruff. Come in, doctor.
Gruff voice? What's this about a gruff voice?
Oh, McGee was out a little while ago, and he got a phone call. And the party at the other end said he's an old friend of McGee's. Said he'd call back. Wanted to surprise him.
That's it. That's it. There it is, kiddo. I'll get it. I'll get it.
Ooh. Heavenly days, McGee. Be careful.
McGee's residence. McGee speaking. Hello. Who? No. Well, I'll be a... What are you doing in town? I thought you were in California.
Well, now maybe the mystery will be cleared up.
Why, you old dog.
Who is it, dearie?
Why, you old dog.
Dearie, who is it?
Why, you old dog.
Quite obvious, my dear. It's Rin Tin Tin. Who else? Ask him how Lassie is, McGee.
Oh, for cut it out, will you, Pat, so I can't hear a word he says.
Who is it, McGee?
Hello. No, my wife and a big, fat, wisecracking friend of ours. Just a minute. Hold the line. Molly, you'll never guess who this is.
That's for sure. Now, if you'll only...
It's old Cappy.
Cappy?
Yeah. Captain Clarence Worsacroskowitz. My old commanding officer. From the First World War. The big war.
Oh, that one.
You guys remember me telling you about him. You know, the guy that nobody could pronounce his last name, and he was so tough we didn't dare call him Clarence. It's him. His train doesn't leave until midnight.
Well, heavenly days, don't just stand there keeping the poor man hanging on the line. Invite him over for dinner.
Is it okay? I wanted to.
Why, but... sure. You come over too, Doctor.
Well, thanks, Molly. It sounds like fun.
Gee, that's well. Hello, Cappy. This is Private McGee again. Yeah. Come on over to the house for dinner tonight. Yeah, sure, it's okay. I'm the man of the house, ain't I? Anyway, I want you to meet my wife and a friend of ours. I've been telling them how you and I won the war. Yeah, practically single-handed, with a little help from Pershing and some of those other blokes.
Oh, I hope the steaks turn out all right. I guess I shouldn't be worried. They say army men can eat anything.
Well, the table's all set, kiddo.
Yep, can we help with something else?
You don't have to help with anything, Fatso. Just sit and read your medical journal and stop stealing olives. He's stealing olives, Molly.
Well, so are you. He took one, too, Molly. If he hadn't started it,
now,
I wouldn't...
Now, you boys, stop it. The captain will be here any minute.
Yeah, a little dignity, Doctor, please. Gee, wait till you two meet old Cappy. Boy, there was a brave guy. He won so many decorations that when he put them all on, he looked like a Christmas tree. I remember he
never... McGee, look. There's a cab pulling up out front. Quick, how do I look?
Oh, fine, fine. Stop fussing with your hair. Ah, good old Cappy. Wait till I go put on my old army cap. Oh, the mademoiselle from Armentier's bar.
McGee! Oh, dear, this is going to be quite a night.
There's more fun with the McGee's shortly.
Have you discovered Dial shampoo? It's the new shampoo that does something exciting to your hair. Listen.
Sparkle, sparkle, your hair too. Sparkles after Dial shampoo. Dial shampoo gets your hair clean. Dial shampoo gives your hair sheen. Diamond sparkle, that's for you when you use Dial shampoo.
Yes, your hair will have that diamond sparkle look the very first time you use Dial shampoo. This new shampoo is specially made to give your hair a priceless sheen, an extra brightness. With Dial shampoo, you get loads of lanolated lather. It's a creamy, rich lather, gentle but thorough. And it leaves your hair soft and easy to manage. Buy Dial shampoo in the unbreakable squeeze bottle.
Diamond sparkle, that's for you when you use Dial shampoo. Dial shampoo.
That's him. I'll get the door.
Is this the residence? Ah, goof off!
Happy! Why, you old dog. You old dog. Why, you old dog.
Here we go again.
Yeah.
Come in, come in. Come on in. I didn't notice the cane. You're limping, Cappy.
Oh, forget it.
I haven't seen you since Le Mans, but I didn't know.
Oh, it's nothing, nothing. Say, this must be that pretty girl whose picture you carried with you everywhere you went, Molly Driscoll.
How do you do, I'm sure. This is indeed an honor, Captain.
She's Mrs. McGee now. I sure can pick 'em, eh, Cappy?
Oh, McGee. Captain, I'd like you to meet a dear friend of ours, Dr. Gamble.
Oh, how do you do, sir?
Well, this is indeed a pleasure. We've heard so much about you from McGee.
Oh, has he been telling those stories again?
Notice that, kiddo, how he refused to discuss that bum foot of his? Now, there's a real hero.
Doctor, did you say? An M.D.?
Yep.
Probably got it in the big push.
McGee, let's drop it if he'd rather
not talk
about it.
You know, this is fortunate, Doctor. Perhaps you can give me some advice about this blasted foot of mine. I've got an ingrown toenail. It's just killing me, and I've tried everything I know how.
Well, you might as well put the stakes on. Old army men are usually hungry, and it's getting late, so let's go ahead.
Oh, that's the funniest yarn yet.
Oh, he fell right into the mashed potatoes, huh?
Yeah. Head first into 500 pounds of mashed spuds, just as the colonel came through on mess inspection.
Oh, no.
I'm telling you, when McGee stuck his head up through that mound of mashed potatoes, saw the colonel and saluted, I thought the roof would fall in.
Oh, for the love of Mike, Cappy, you promised not to tell anybody about that.
Oh, I only tell it to people who are your friends, McGee.
Well, dinner's about ready, gentlemen, so if you'll come into the dining room.
Oh, before we eat, is there time for just one more story about this amazing husband of yours, Mrs. McGee? This is a story I'm especially fond of.
No, no more stories. The steak's on. Come on, everybody. Let's eat. Come on.
It's the one about the recon patrol, McGee. The time they asked for volunteers and you stepped forward because you'd been on KP for 8 straight weeks and you said you wanted to get out of doors for a while.
Oh, come on, Cappy. Not that. Skip it, will you? They're not interested.
Who's not interested? I'm finally getting the real straight dope on your war record at last, sonny. Go on, tell it, Cappy.
I'll turn the broiler down.
Oh, gee.
Go on ahead, Captain. I can hear you out here.
Well, there were 10 of us out on reconnaissance patrol, out in the middle of nowhere, creeping along in the mud. When McGee says, "One of you guys got a flashlight? I just lost my shoe."
His shoe?
Yeah, that's it. Well, come on, now, let's see.
Well, just at that moment, an enemy flare goes off over our heads, and down we go on our faces, all except McGee, of course. He's still groping around for his shoe. Oh,
look, Cappy.
Well, we all got up with our eyes full of mud, couldn't see a thing, and completely lost. Except McGee, of course. And he hollers, "Follow me, you guys. I'll lead you out of this way." Well, we thought he knew where he was going.
How'd I know that shell hole was there? I fell into it before I ever saw it.
We all fell into it, head over heels. You never saw such a mixed up mess of man and mud in your life. Well, as soon as things quieted down a little, the lieutenant in charge of the patrol crawled ahead to see if he could find a way out. Just then, a flare went off and lit things up again. McGee hollered, "We must be on somebody's farm, fellas. There's a barbed wire fence."
Oh, no. Fence, huh?
Right at that moment, the machine guns opened up, and they got the lieutenant in the legs. Down he went in the mud back of the wire. Couldn't move.
Oh, the poor lad.
McGee, as usual, was standing up and saw it, and before anybody knew what was happening, he was off and running through that barbed wire like Crazy Legs Hirsch. And just as another flare went off, he flopped down beside the lieutenant.
What, McGee?
And do you know what this crazy little husband of yours did, Mrs. McGee? He dragged that shave tail an inch at a time every time the flares went out till he got him back to safety. Well, if he hadn't, I never would have lived to make captain.
All right, come on, Cappy. Let's eat.
We'll say goodnight to Fibber and Molly in a moment.
Will you please repeat that in plain English?
Sure. Country Gentleman has changed its name to Better Farming.
Yes, Country Gentleman, America's oldest farm magazine, has changed its name to Better Farming. And we invite every farmer in the country to subscribe to it, because Better Farming is the magazine that can help you. The magazine that stands for Better Farm Income and Better Farm Living. To get Better Farming, simply send $2 with your name and address to Better Farming, Department A, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. This entitles you to 3 full years of Better Farming delivered to your mailbox. If you're a farmer or operate a farm, you ought to know what's going on other farms, what scientific changes are taking place, what improvements are being made, how all this change for the better can help your farm. Subscribe to Better Farming. Simply send $2 with your name and address to Better Farming, Department A, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Well, I guess your old commanding officer is on his way back to California by now, McGee, and it was just a wonderful evening.
It sure was.
I'm so proud of you. Why, you were a hero, a real hero.
Aww.
You know, Dr. Gamble was just amazed. You never told me that story, McGee. Why haven't you ever told anyone?
Well, gee whiz, Doc Gamble wouldn't have believed me anyhow. It's better this way.
Well, you're probably right about that, but I'd have believed
Besides, old Cappy left out one important part of it.
What was that?
Well, you heard him say I'd been on KP for 8 straight weeks when I went out on that patrol.
Yes, but what then?
Well, when he got shot through the leg out there, I happened to know he had a 3-day pass to Paris for me, all made out and signed in his hip pocket.
Oh!
Gee whiz, I wasn't going to let a 3-day pass lay there in the mud and
nobody
get...
Oh, dear.
Good night.
Good night, all.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed with Arthur Q. Bryan as Dr. Gamble and Joseph Kearns as Captain Clarence as Cappy. This is John Wall saying that Army hero McGee will return Sunday night at this time to show that he knows something about the Navy, too. He claims. Good night. Join the great Gildersleeve and all his friends tonight on the NBC Radio Network.